This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Biden was in Dearborn, Michigan today, took a tour of the factory where Ford's building the electric version of the best-selling car or truck in America, the F-150 pickup. Took a little spin in it, too, the president did. This is a quote, "Sucker's quick," he apparently said as he zipped past reporters. Which is all well and good. You like to see the president having a good time. But EVs are just one way of cutting carbon emissions, both here and globally. The International Energy Agency released a report today listing all the things we will have to change to get to zero carbon emissions by 2050, which is the goal in the Paris Climate Accords. The agency says that by 2030, 8.5 short years from right now, 60% of cars sold worldwide, 60%, are going to have to be electric if we are going to get to where we need to be. Right now, by the way, 5% is where EVs are. And that is far from the only thing that is going to have to happen, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Getting to net zero carbon emissions by 2050 is going to require a lot of change really quickly.
We don't have a day to lose.
Rachel Kite is dean of the Fletcher School of International Affairs at Tufts University. She says one of the most significant steps the IEA says the world needs to take basically immediately.
No more oil and gas exploration. No new unabated coal plants should be approved for development. And that should be right now, this year, no ifs, buts, or whys.
The IEA also says countries need to phase out existing coal plants.
And that we will be relying much more quickly and much more completely on modern renewable energy.
Primarily wind and solar. That's starting to happen already, says Steve Nadell at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
Wind and solar will often be the cheapest new source of electricity today. A lot of the new construction is starting to go in that direction.
But Nadell says one of the challenges with relying more on renewable energy has always been finding ways to store it to use later.
Think of an early morning during the middle of a cold wave and the wind is calm and the sun's not shining. That's when we need that storage.
A lot of the technology we need to start down the path the IEA has laid out to net zero carbon emissions already exists. But Jason Bordoff at the Columbia Climate School says there are still problems we have yet to figure out how to solve.
If you're going to think about the things that are harder to decarbonize, like airplanes and big ships and steel and cement, we don't have all of those tools at commercial scale yet.
Which means, Bordoff says, companies and governments need to invest a lot more in developing new technology. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.